Shalom to all! You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the last Aliyah in Parsha's Balak, that is Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Yod Dalet. And we have already learned that three times Bilam tried to curse Klal Yisrael, it didn't work. Instead, Hashem told him he has to bless Klal Yisrael, and now Balak had sent him home. And the Pasuk tells us, Va'ata, and now, this is Bilam speaking, Hinini Halich La'ami, behold, I'm going to go to my nation, L'cha, come, Yatzacha, Asher Yasa, Mazel, La'amcha, Bachsa, Yamim, I'm going to advise you that which this people is going to do to your people in the end of days. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod Dalet. Ha'ilich la'ami. Me'at ha'arini k'shar ha'ami. Now I'm just like the rest of my nation. Shenestal kosh baruch hu me'olai. Hashem has removed himself from me. L'kach yotzecha ma'ala chala. So it's what you should do. U'mahi o'etza. What was this advice? El'kem shel elu seni zimuhu. Their God hates adultery. And we're going to learn later on what exactly happened. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Tezvav. Va'yisa m'shalai ve'amar. And he proclaimed his parable and he said, Nu'om Bilam b'nai ba'ar. The words of Bilam, the son of Ba'ar, Nu'om ha'gever shesom ha'ayin, the words of the man missing an eye, we've already said that he was missing his eye, he was blind in one eye. Nu'om shemeh imrekel, the words of the one that hears the words of Hashem, v'yadeh das elyon, and he knows das elyon. Rashi explains this to mean that he knows the moment that Hashem gets angry every day. Machazeh shakai yechazeh, he sees the vision of shakai, noifel gulei noim, fallen and uncovered eyes. And now Bilam goes on to describe the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Enu v'lai ato, I see it, but not now. Ashirenu v'lai karov, I view it, but not near. Meaning the greatness of Klal Yisrael is soon to come. Darach kechav miyakov, a star shot forth from Yaakov, v'kam shevet miyisrael, and a staff has risen from Yisrael. This is referring to a king that's going to arise, that dominates and rules. U'machatz pasei mayiv, he shall strike the extremes of mayiv. This is referring to David HaMelech. V'karkar kol b'nei shes, and dig out or undermine all the sons of shes, referring to all the nations who are the children of shes. V'haya edom yireisha, v'haya yireisha seir oivav, and edom, who's the children of Esav, and Seir will be the conquest of their enemies. Yisrael is a chayil, and Yisrael is going to attain wealth. V'yerd mi'yakov, and a ruler is going to come from Yaakov, referring to Melech HaMashiach. V'hevid sarid me'ir, and destroy the remnant of the city, referring to Rome. V'yars Amalek, and he saw Amalek, meaning he saw the punishment that it was going to come to Amalek. V'yisa mishlev yamar, and he proclaimed his parable, and he said, Reishis gaim Amalek, the first of nations is Amalek, meaning the first to wage war against Klal Yisrael. V'achris yadei oved, and its end is eternal destruction by the Yidden. Vayaras HaKeni, and then he saw the Keni, who are descendants of Yisrael, and they live near Amalek. So once he started talking about Amalek, he now in his vision saw Keni, who lived near Amalek, Vayisam Shalai Vahemar, and he proclaimed this parable and he said, Eson Meshavecha, your dwelling is strong, Vesim Basela Kinecha, and place a rock in your nest, Ki'im Yelevarakayin, because even if Keni shall be exiled or eliminated, Adma Asher Tishbecha, until how far can Asher take you captive already? And now that he had mentioned Asher already, he continued, he proclaimed his parable and he said, Oy, woe, mi yichem yisum akel, who can live when Hashem imposes these? Meaning, who can escape from the decree that Ashur is going to come and mix up all the nations? Vitzim yad kitim, but then great ships are going to come from kitim, which is referring to the Romans. Ve'inu Ashur, ve'inu Aver, and they're going to afflict Ashur and the other side. Ve'gam huad eved, and also he will eventually be destroyed. Ve'yakam Bilam, and then Bilam got up, ve'yelech ve'ashem kaimai, and he went and returned to his place. Ve'gam Balak halachadarkai, and Balak also went to his place. And now the Pasuk tells us, Vayeshev Yisrael Bashitim, and Yisrael dwelled in Shitim, Vayachel Ha'am Liznais al B'nai Ismayav, and the nation began to act immorally with the daughters of Mayav. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. Bashitim, Kach Shma, that's the name, Liznais al B'nai Ismayav, Aydei Atzas Bilam Kit Isa B'chelek, this was the advice of Bilam, Perk Chelek, the last Perk of Sanhedrin, details this in great detail and tells us that Bilam actually had given advice to Balak that if you want Klal Yisrael to fall, so then you shall get them to act immorally and promiscuously, and that's the way that Hashem is going to get them. So they started acting promiscuously with the daughters of Mayav. Back to Chumash Pasuk Beis, what exactly do the daughters of Mayav do? Vatekrenu la'am, and they called the nation, Lezivchei Eloheihen, to the sacrifices of their gods. Vayechal la'am, so the nation ate, Vayishtachvu la'ehen, and they bowed down to their gods. Vayitzamed Yisrael Baal Pa'ar, and Yisrael became attached to Baal Pa'ar, which is the name of their god. Vayicharaf Hashem b'Yisrael, and the anger of Hashem burned against Klal Yisrael. Let's see Rashi over your pasuk beis. Vayishtachvu lelehen kishetakaf yitzur elav. When a person's yitzur, it grabbed him, and it was at the peak of the intensity. Va'imrula, and he told her, Hishami li, consent to me to do the avera. V'hi matzia lo idmos Pa'ar mecheka v'emerslay. So she would take out an image of Pa'ar, of the avaydazara, from her chest and say, Hishtachva lezeh, bow down to this. So next pasuk Rashi tells us, Pa'ar, al shem shepar in lefan of piyat abas umetzin rei, because they would expose in front of it the opening of their backside and expel excrement. V'zayavidasei, this was the way to serve Baal Pa'ar, and this is what they did. Vayichar af Hashem b'Yisrael, shalach behem magefa, he struck them with the plague. So back to Chomish pasuk Dalad, Vayimar shel Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Kachas kol Rashi ha'am, take all the leaders of the nation, the heads of the nation, v'hoika oisam l'Hashem neged ha'shamesh, and hang them, hang not the leaders of the nation, hang the people that are doing avodah zarah and they're sinning, hang them in front of the sun. The yashav charei naf Hashem miYisrael, and then the anger of Hashem is going to be removed from Yisrael. Let's see Rashi over your pasuk Dalad. Kachas Rashi ha'am lishbaitas avdim lepar, in order to judge those that are serving par. V'hoika oisam as avdim, the ones that are serving it. V'hoika hitliya, this means hang them. K'moshim tzinu b'nei shol v'ikanim l'Hashem misham tliyim b'fayreshes v'avdei avodah zelilim b'skilav chol niskalim nitlin neged hashemesh. What does that mean? Neged hashemesh, in front of the sun. In Kol, meaning in full view of everyone. Umejish Hagad, and the Mejish tells us, Hashemesh Medias Achaitim, the sun is going to show who are the sinners. Ha'anan Nikmal Mikinegdai, the Anan, the cloud, peeled back and removed itself from that person. Vacham Zerachas Olav, and the sun shone on that person who is a sinner. So back to Chomish Pasuk, Vayemer Moshel Shef to Yisrael, and Moshe said to the judges of Yisrael, Hirgu Ish Anoshev, each man should kill his men, Hanitzmadim L'Baal Pa'ar, that have attached themselves to Baal Pa'ar. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk, hey, Hirgu Ish Anoshev, Kol Echad Ve'echad Medayon Yisrael, each one of the judges, Hayhirik Shnaim, killed two people. Vidayani Yisrael, Shiva Riba Yishmane Salafim, Kedisab Sanhedrin, there was 78,000 judges. That means 78,000 times two, that's how many people were killed. Back to Chumash Pasuk Vav, Vihine Ishm B'nei Yisrael. And behold, there was a man from Yisrael, Ba, he came, Vayakrev El Echav Es HaMidyanis, and he brought the Midyanis, the Midianite woman, to his brothers, La'enei Moshe, in front of Moshe, La'enei called As B'nei Yisrael, and in front of all the assembly of B'nei Yisrael, Vahema Baichem Pesach HaOmaid, and they were crying at the entrance of the HaOmaid. Now what's going on over here? Pasuk Vav, Vihine Ish, Niskabtu Shiftei Shel Shimon Etzel Zimri. The Shevet of Shimon, they went and they gathered right by Zimri, Shehayah Nasi Shalohem. He was their leader, Va'amrulai, and they told him, Anu Nidanu B'Misa, we're being judged right now, we're going to be killed. Ata Yoshev, you're just sitting here and doing nothing. Kedisa Be'elohan Nisrafin. And it describes over there, how he gathered a large number of people to go against Moshe Rabbeinu. Esa Midyanis, who's this Midyanis? Kazbi Basur, she was actually a very important woman. La'ini Moshe in front of Moshe. Amrulai said to him, Moshe, Zua Sura Imitaris, is this woman permitted or Aser? Imtam Rasur, if you're going to say she's Aser, Bas Yisrei Miyatir Lecha, who permitted you to marry the daughter of Yisrei? She was a Midyanis, so why am I not allowed to be with a Midyanis? Kedisa Hasam, again, like it's described over there. Behema Baichim, why were they crying? Nis Amamenu Alacha, they forgot about the Alacha, that anyone who's Baal and Aramis, anyone that's together with an Aramean woman, so someone who's a Kanoi is allowed to attack them. Go Kulim Bebchia, so everyone burst out weeping. Be'egel Amen Moshe Kenaget Shishim Riboy, when it was the Egel Azov, Moshe Benu stood up against 600,000 people. Shinemar says in the pasuk, V'yitchan Az Shardak, he took care of everything. V'kan Rafu Yadav, and over here he became weak, meaning over here he didn't have an answer, he didn't know what to do. El Kadesh Yavai Pinchas Vitos Royloi, the only reason why Hashem had Moshe Rabbeinu forget this halacha is so that Pinchas could come and take what was fitting for him. So let's go back to Chumash, Pasuk Zayin. Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKayin, and Pinchas the son of Elazar, son of Aaron HaKayin, saw Vayag Mitaycha Eda, and he got up from among the assembly, Vayikach Raymech B'yaday, and he took a spear in his hand, Vayavai Achar Ish Yisrael Al-Kuba, and he went after the man into his tent, Vayidkar Shnehem, and he pierced both of them, as Ish Yisrael, the Jewish man, Es HaYisha, and the woman, El Kabasat, into her stomach, Vateatzar HaMagefa Me'al B'nei Yisrael, and the Magefa, the plague, was stopped from B'nei Yisrael. Vayu HaMesim Magefa, Arba V'Esrim Alef, and the ones that had died in the plague, that was 24,000. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin, Vayar Pinchas, Ra Ma'asev Nizkar Halacha, he saw what was being done, and then he remembered the Halacha. Amar Lele Moshe, he told Moshe, Mekublani Mimcha, I've accepted the following Halacha from you, Habayel Aramis, someone that cohabits with an Aramis, Kanoim Pagimbay, someone who's zealous is allowed to attack them, is allowed to take care of the situation. Amar Lele, so Moshe told him, Karyona Di Garta, the one that reads the letter, Ihu Leve Parvanka, let him be the messenger, meaning, you said the Halacha, you're the one that read the letter, so to speak, so you can be the one to carry it out. Miyad, immediately, Vayikach Remich Miyaday, he took a spear in his hand. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches, El HaKuba, El HaOil, into the tent, El Kabasa, into her stomach, Kamai HaLachayayim VaKeva. And Rashi tells us, why is it the Pasuk has to say that it went into her stomach? Why is that important to know? Kivein B'Seich Zachar Shel Zimri V'Nakvas Shelah, the spear went into his male member, into her female organ, V'ro Kulam Shloi L'china Maragam, and everyone was able to see that he didn't kill them for naught, they were in the middle of doing the Avera. V'harbe Nisim Nasulai, there were many Nisim that were done over there, Kedisa Hasam, again, like it says in the last parak of Sanhedrin. We're going to stop here for the day. With this, we conclude Parshas Balak. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.